I've got this before, but last year you had a couple of really crazy endings to those games. Does that kind of stick with you that you can own?
Yeah, I mean, you can look even further back than last year and kind of the history between the two of us in the last couple of years. 2 years ago, we beat them twice and we went to the playoffs. Last year, they beat us twice and they went to the playoffs. So, you know, these are two teams that are going to be battling to the end of the year for a playoff spot. So, obviously, it's a division game. It's an NFC game. That's added importance. But this is a team that we're going to be battling with for a playoff spot come December.
How much does it matter to you who the quarterback is? How much time do you spend thinking about that? Or are you just thinking about routes with Kyle? How does it work?
You don't spend much time thinking about it. You just prepare each and every week as you would normally. You know, I said it last week and a little bit the week before. You know, we just go out as skill players. We go out each and every week and make sure that we're on top of our game. And no matter who's back there, it all looks the same for them.
Case's performance take the edge off even just a little bit? I mean, you know what his track record was, but still, to be able to do it for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that there was much of an edge going into it. You know, I stood up here last week and said, as long as we keep him on his feet and keep him upright, they're going to make plays, and that's what happened.
Is there much of a difference between the ball they throw from your perspective of it, where you're, you know, 10, 15 yards downfield?
No, I made a joke. I think the only difference is you can see Sam in the pocket. You don't see Case very well back there. But, yeah, no, they both throw great balls. They both had incredible success throwing the football. And when we block teams up and let them sit back there with time, we have guys on the outside that are going to get open.
Do you prefer a harder, faster velocity than that, or are they about the same?
No, I mean, I think every throw is different. I've had quarterbacks that have thrown the ball extremely hard, and it's not always good. It's hard to catch. You know, sometimes touch is required. But these guys both throw a great ball, and, you know, they know when they have to drive a ball in and when they have to put some touch on it.
How much of an imprint does Shurmur have now on the offense, given that he's through the whole offseason and whatnot and doing what he wants to do? How much of it is his?
You know, this is his offense. You know, obviously, we do a lot of things that we've done here in the past, but, you know, since he's gotten here and taken over and been here all offseason, you know, he finds out what we do well, and we're going to do that as many ways as possible. And I think that's one of the things, you know, when we've had success this year, you know, we make things simple on us. We do it a bunch of different ways and make it tough on defenses.
The team's been looking at you different in the red zone because last year you were targeted more than any tight end and caught more passes. Are they giving you a little extra and more attention this year?
You know, the first week of the year in New Orleans, we had a little bit different looks. You know, 94 walked out over me instead of rushing the passer. But that helps our team. You know, if their best pass rusher is not rushing our quarterback because he wants to disrupt me in the passing game, then that helps us. That gives us time, and we'll find other guys to score touchdowns. Cool. Yeah, absolutely.